Well, while up there, that didn't work out, but he worked for the Caterpillar
No.
case people.
Case people.
And I have a picture of a tractor that's much, much taller than he is. And he worked on these old tractors and things. Then World War I was starting, and they opened up Wyoming for the Homestead Act. And so,
Oh, they give it to as sort of a bonus to soldiers? Or?
No, they just opened it up
Oh, I see.
before that.
to be homesteaded,
Huh.
see?
What was it, 1916?
Yes, 1916. So he left up there and got off
Barbado.
about, let's see, five,
10
15
miles.
miles north of here on the railroad, walked 10 miles to Waltman, had them fix him a sandwich, and he started walking out in the prairie and picked out
Right here.
this spot.
Picked out the land he wanted.
Yes, instead of brass caps for section corners, then there was just buffalo skulls piled up, rocks in the buffalo skull. But he picked out this spot. Then he went back and got on the train and went and joined the.
Well, didn't he have to go to Douglas to file on it?
Oh, yes, he stopped at Douglas and filed on the homestead. And then he went and joined the army. And then when he came back, he was married, and then of course he had to prove up on it,
How would they prove up on it?
Well, you had to live on it so long and put your building.
But you could get as much as land as you
No,
wanted,
you could
though, or
get
160 acres.
320 acres,
Oh.
but you could get 160 additional, what they called an additional homestead. They had to tell you some of the different kinds of homesteads they had. They had the original homestead. They had an additional homestead. They had soldier scrip land. They had rock and timber claims. They had agricultural homesteads. And they had grazing homesteads.
Looks like he put together his own little
So
empire
they.
here.
And then he worked at the Coliseum Motor Company in Casper, Wyoming for 9 years as a mechanic, 8 hours a day. And then he'd buy used cars and work on them at night and sell them. And when he'd get some money, say $200 or $300, then he'd buy land with it.
Wow.
So
So that's how you get to own
that's how he
33 section.
got it. And his home was never modern. He never had a modern home.
Always buying land.
Well, it's just one of those things. And then working and the cattle, and this is a severe winter country. You 9 months of the year, it just takes the care for the cattle. So,
Oh,
but there are five.
We get out of here in first November. We have a home
Going
in
to Casper?
We have a home in Casper. And we go
But
to that. We don't buck those winters out here. We have our horses, and that's it.
the first well he dug, he hand dug it 25 feet,
Right.
hauled the rocks and rocked it up, and then the
Right
second
over
well
here
where
in
the windmill is a hundred
Portland.
and some feet, and
No.
he put the rocks in it, rock
Did
did
you say?
a hundred and some,
No, it
isn't it?
isn't.
It isn't?
Oh, no. Neither one of these dug wells are over 25 feet.
Oh, I thought that one was 100. But anyway, right around the house there's five wells.
Drilled wells, huh?
Drilled wells.
I
So
see.
anyway, I just
Tremendous amount of
tossed that
work.
in.
What about the opposite of open is
Closed, shut.
Okay, and that right behind you is the
Door.
okay. Can I get you to say if I were to leave and you would tell me to make sure to do something before I left or when I left to shut the door?
Oh, please shut the door.
Okay, and this right here
Is curtain?
behind the curtain.
Window?
Okay, and a window is made out of.
Glass?
All right. You told me, did they have a storm cellar here, or was it just was it used for storm
Not
protection?
very often. It
Okay.
wasn't.